Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880.
Good morning. Welcome again to Freedom from Pain program. And I'm thinking about increasing the program to 1 hour. And if there anybody in the audience that knows somebody who might want to sponsor us for half an hour, like buying a 30-second commercial with us, because there's so much to teach, okay? As always, the main point that I want you guys to learn is treating the symptom versus treating their causes, the cause, okay? Last December of 2002, there was a comprehensive report on alternative medicine in Newsweek. They make that distinction of fighting disease versus restoring health, okay? Fighting disease is what the current modality. You keep on fighting the symptom, but never treat the cause. You'll never get a cure. Whereas restoring health means that you get the health of the patient back, he's symptom-free, and need no further treatment. Current treatment cannot do that. That's why after one century, they have failed. Another century, doing the same thing. Even with natural alternative therapy, if you're testing alternative therapy for different symptoms, but do not know their cause and do not address the cause, you still will not restore health. And I'll illustrate that and expound on that further. Let's go on with our guests first. The first one is a pharmacist student, a young pharmacist student from University of Pacific at, I think, Fresno. And we're calling him from Fresno. Let's get Mayu on the line.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. Listen, yeah. Okay, how long have you been a pharmacy student? What year?
2 years now. I'm in my third year.
Third year, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, can you summarize your problem? How did it begin?
It started in April of 2002.
Yes.
I started getting fevers and muscle aches and fatigue, and I was losing weight. And just generally, I was just tired and lack of energy.
And weight loss.
And weight loss, yeah.
About night sweat. And hair loss.
Night sweats, hair loss. I was getting hair loss. And a lot of night sweats every night.
Oh, okay. So what do you do about it?
I went to my primary care physician, and they ran tests and whatnot, and they diagnosed me with lupus, SLE.
Okay.
And at first I was taking Tylenol for just the symptoms.
Yes.
And it helped a little, mm-hmm. but then the symptoms came back after a few months.
Yes.
And they put me on prednisone.
Okay.
In October.
How much prednisone? How much prednisone?
They put me. They started me off on 10 milligrams of prednisone daily, and then they tapered me down slowly.
Mm-hmm. And then you develop infection.
Yeah. Then I while I was in the prednisone, I developed shingles on on the left side of my body, and so I was put on for the shingles. I was put on antivirals for the shingles and pain medication too.
Also, you have the ear infection, correct?
Yeah, I got an ear infection too in August.
Uh huh.
Which probably caused the shingles.
Okay, here's one point. Okay, all these problems, shingles, SLD, lupus, all this are named that Western medicine attached the different discomfort or symptoms. But the cause had to do with mind-body blockage, and I'll explain that later. So after the shingles, what happened? You started having more joint pains.
Yeah, then after the shingles, I started getting joint pains in knees, elbows, and shoulders. And they'd just switch around day to day, depending. It'd be one knee, next day it would be the other elbow. So
How bad were the knees? How bad were the pain?
They were bad because I wasn't able to move the joint that day or the next couple of days. I didn't be able to move the joint.
Okay. When the pain move around, that is due to wind. Okay. Wind, external wind would like air conditioning, center and a wind. Internal wind would be caused like by anger and frustration. It affects the liver. Wind moves around, so your pain moves around. Sometimes they can call it polyarthritis, okay?
Yeah.
Migratory pain, okay? Those are all fancy Western terms, but it never tell you what the underlying cause of the problem. Did you have a lot of frustration?
When I got shingles, I was becoming a little more depressed and
mm-hmm.
frustrated with the symptoms that I was getting because of lupus and stuff.
So what are the scenario? What are the prognosis they told you?
Well, with the lupus, they told me it's a life, mm-hmm. it's a lifelong,
lifelong
disease that would they'll just come and go with remissions and exacerbations, something that I have to deal with, and this they basically said there's no cure for it. The only way to deal with it is to treat the symptoms and to prevent any other kidney damage and damage that might occur because of the lupus.
Yes. Okay, so how did you hear about us?
Well, actually, my sister told me about you. She had found you on the internet.
Uh-huh.
She was researching on lupus and treatments for lupus, and she found your website. And so she told me about it, and so over Christmas I came in.
Okay, so what happened in the first treatment?
First treatment, I went through the injections first.
Yes.
The injections. I was a little scared.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, I don't like needles too much, so
right.
I was a little scared. But then, after the first time, it got easier, and then last time it was much better than.
Yes, compared to the first time, right?
Yeah,
you have
five times now.
How many treatment have you from us?
Five.
Five treatment, yeah. But only four from me. I think only four from me.
No, I think actually five from you maybe four from you and five
mm-hmm.
with acupuncture.
Okay, so how much pain, how much symptom do you still have?
Well, right now I'm not experiencing any. The joint pains are completely gone. I don't have any joint pains at all.
Okay.
And I don't have any night sweats right now.
Okay, fever?
Fever, I don't have any fever. I've had a couple, but nothing.
Compared to before?
Yeah, nothing compared to before. They've gotten down, the frequency has gotten weighed much
yes.
less.
How about the hair loss? Are you still
losing
hair?
I have no more hair loss either.
Okay, how's your appetite?
Appetite, I'm back to where I was. I've
Good.
Gained back the 10 to 15 pounds
and
that
muscle,
I had lost.
Yeah. Oh, you gained back the weight?
Yeah, so I'm
back fantastic.
To normal.
Okay, are you still on the prednisone?
No, I tapered that down.
When did you stop the prednisone?
I stopped it in December.
December, okay. So it's almost like, what, a few weeks or a month?
It's been at least a month, yeah, because it was towards the middle of December I stopped it.
Okay, I told you way from the beginning, on the first visit, I said lupus can be cured.
Yeah.
Okay, now do you believe so?
Yeah.
Absolutely, okay.
Yeah.
For the people who don't believe it, okay, go to my website, drtong.com, drtong.com. I got case histories, written letters from patients, radio shows, more than 100 of them, and patient interview, a bunch of them, okay? And when you click on those and you see diagnosis list alphabetically and look under lupus, look under Alzheimer, look under asthma, Crohn's disease, I got cases that I have been curing for the last 20 years. Of course, much more consistent now. In fact, most patients come in, I just tell them, well, 90% of the time you can feel a lot better. Yeah. Anyway, for those people who want to ask more questions, you can call in at 551-800-551-3880. And or if you want to make an appointment, we are open today until 2 o'clock. And this number is 714-556-664. Thank you. I don't even remember my number. But in any case, thanks very much for sharing your story with us, okay? We just want people to know that all this scary diagnosis that, say it's fatal, say it's not curable, is all not true. If you were normal sometime in your life, and somehow you had did something wrong and caused a problem, it can be cured. And the problem has to do with stress, putting the wrong thing in the body, wrong activity, and expose yourself to unnatural factors. Okay. Let me go. Thanks very much, Mayu.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Have a nice weekend, okay? Let me have the second guest. The second guest had diabetic neuropathy. He came to me for a shoulder problem, but then I saw a much bigger problem is the neuropathy of the foot and the dead tissue, the skin that hardened, deep brownish discoloration. Is Don on the line?
Yes, this is Don.
Hi, Don.
How you doing?
Okay. Well, tell us what you do and where you're from.
I'm a construction worker, and I'm from Norwalk, California.
Okay.
Now, and
yes, can you tell?
When I came to you, I had just gotten off of another infection in my leg.
Yes.
My complete history goes back. My leg has been becoming more and more discolored and been losing more and more feeling over the last approximately 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, the deterioration above the ankle there has been so bad it's just about ready to be cut off.
Yes.
I've almost lost a foot 3 times in the last year and a half.
Yes.
And
how long have you been numb without feeling?
I can't remember how long that's been.
Yes.
But starting a year and a half ago, I run a screw in one of my foot and became infected, almost got it cut off. I was in the hospital for a week, and then last summer my foot locked up on me while I was at work, so I had to hobble home, and mm-hmm. I went to a podiatrist, and he gave me a cortisone shot, and I was off work 2 weeks, and he had given me 2 cortisone shots, and it didn't work at all, so I went to an acupuncturist, and he got me walking in 2 days, and
good.
He was starting to work on the discoloration and everything and getting some blood flow back. He didn't know if he could save the foot then. But then I run another screw in my foot.
Oh.
I was in the hospital for another week, and I was about 6 weeks before I got back to work again. And then just before I seen you, I got a scratch on my shin and my leg become infected. Both my legs swelled up like 50-gallon drums.
Yes.
And I thought I was going to lose my feet again, and the medication got that down, but I was still swelling when I came to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me you'd be able to clear everything up, and within three treatments I was able to get at least 50% of my feeling back in my feet.
That's
and,
good.
As you know, I've had like 6 treatments now, and my color is coming back. the leg looks like it belongs to my body now and not a separate appendage, you know.
Yes. After the first treatment, you went back to your acupuncture because you're kind of far from here. And then he was surprised that now that your leg jumps around before it was no reaction.
Right. I forgot about that. I did right. go back to him for one time, and he goes, "Wow, what's going on here? You got more feeling here." And then I just quit going to him because after the second treatment, I didn't see no use to, you know, to have somebody else work on it. And then my leg was filled with fluid instead of blood. And
yes.
I think that once you started draining that fluid, it drained for like about 4 to 6 days straight. And
after the treatment, right?
Yeah. And
yes.
I didn't really mind going around with a wet sock. And
yes, because you got to make your feeling.
Yeah, the swelling went down, like the color's coming back, the feeling's coming back. It's
and you did not come to me because of the leg problem. You come to me because of the you came to me because of the shoulder problem.
Well, the shoulder was the leg was the primary one, but
yeah.
I had shoulder and back problems also.
They're all connected, right? Like
yeah.
I told you. Yeah.
Right, and you explained to me how these problems were connected to my feet.
Yes.
And, I was just really amazed. It's just been wonderful. It's just
yes.
amazing. You know, it's truly a miracle, and how fast it worked.
Yes.
And I implore any diabetic that's having some feet problems to go to you and get it cured, because, like I said, I've almost lost my foot 3 times in the last year and a half.
Yeah, in fact, I have a case under patient interviews on my website, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Daisy has severe pain, foot drop. And she doesn't have the discoloration or no, but her foot was very, very painful, and she could not even lift the toe. So
mm-hmm.
every time she walked, she would drag herself. So she used a walker, but very painful. They want to cut off the do an above the knee amputation, and said the other leg will go in a year. And
right.
she had a history of attempting suicide. She said, "I would rather die than have my leg cut off." Okay,
right.
She was 70 some years old. Okay, uh-huh. As you came to me. Within 5 weeks, she had been walking the last 5 years. She tried a lot of acupuncture, and she also tried hyperbaric chamber oxygen, and it did not work. And I'll explain to you why. The reason why is that, do you know why putting oxygen doesn't work?
Why is that?
Okay. Remember I told you, the reason why you have circulation is because this energy goes in,
right.
make your body warm, the warmth dilates the blood vessel and push the circulation, much like the water pressure in a sprinkler pipe open up the water.
Mm-hmm.
So when the chi, when this energy is not there, your blood vessels are all collapsed.
Right.
So forcing a lot of oxygen in doesn't work. Just mm-hmm. like a lot of people with no breathing problem, which I have another caller on the line, and he had the same problem. And after the first treatment, he can breathe so much better because all the blood vessels are dilated, and the blood vessel hold the hemoglobin, which can pick up the oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Before, there was no blood flow, no hemoglobin, no hemoglobin. The oxygen comes in and comes out. That's why it's always no asthma, lung problem. They will have a problem breathing. So it's very important. You get that live in.
Right.
Well, actually, yeah, Don, you know, when you first, when you start, your leg start moving, I couldn't decide whether you like me or not. I thought you were trying to kick me.
Well, as you explained to me, that's the key, the life force.
Exactly.
Going
it was.
It feels just like a, you know, electric bolt of lightning, not
yes.
just going in your leg, and it does put life in it real quick.
Yes. Now, I told you, now you can feel the inside of your leg and your foot a lot more than before. Before, like cement.
Right.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Right.
Well, anyway,
it's really amazing how the cells get
rejuvenated,
the nerve
yeah.
endings, and you
exactly.
can get the force going through there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, eventually those dead skin is still a little discolored, but nothing like before. Will be blend in just like normal skin. Again, I can almost promise you 99% that's going to happen with continuous
treatment. Well, just in the last week and a half, it's blended in so well. It just
yes.
just blows me away. It's just amazing.
Great. Yeah. Okay, thanks very much for sharing your story, Don. We have you come back some other time when the leg is all well.
Oh,
okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. Have a nice weekend, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Okay, for those people who want to call in for more questions, the number is 800-551-3880. Okay, we got three callers on the line. Let me have Arthur on the line, and I'll try to answer all the question with all three of them. Arthur?
Yeah, Dr. Tom?
Yes, you came to me about a week ago. You are not a scheduled patient, but I answer your you have a lot of pain 2 days later.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us what happened in your first treatment. Anyway, what kind of problem you had when you first came to me?
Well, when I first came to you, I had a series of problems. Mainly, of course, the most important was my low back problem, the sciatic problems running down my legs. It was just constant. It's just a gnawing back pain. A lot of fatigue, a lot of tiredness. When my pain, comes about, when I have a lot of the pain, I also get chronically tired. I had some neck pain, which you treated, and I also couldn't breathe as good as I wanted to, or as I should normally. And my breathing was very, very shallow. And on my first treatment, you got my breathing back to normal, and now my breathing is very deep. I could take a large breath. Before, I felt I was always suffocating. And now I can, that's one very, very positive note just by coming for one treatment.
Yes.
My neck pain is 50% better, but it's just now my low back pain, and I'm having, and I called you off the air, of course, and I, you know, I told you that, that my back pain is now my main, main issue, and it's, causing me a lot of, problems, and it's just, it's still hurting, and it's still running down both my legs, and,
okay. Okay, here's the point, okay?
Yeah.
After Monday, you have, Monday and Tuesday, you felt well. Okay, the back pain was not so bad, right?
No, it wasn't so bad. It wasn't exactly 100%, but it was much better.
Okay,
it came back.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you the reason. Okay, number one, the circulation is not totally restored, and you did too much exercise.
Okay.
The second factor, I can almost tell you, is like 90% of the time, is always eating wrong, eating the energy of food that are not balanced. And most people like spicy food, sweet, and that when you throw your energy, the invisible part of your body out of balance, your symptoms come back just like that. So the most important part about nutrition is learning the yin and yang of food, not learning about organic or inorganic or non-organic. Okay, those are important, but very much secondary to balancing the mental part that helps your mind. So your back pain can just come back, and I'll fix it again, and we'll find out what you eat wrong. Tell us what you eat on Tuesday, what you ate on Tuesday.
Well, what did I eat? I kind of already disobeyed some of your first rules. I had I had some pizza, I had some sweets, I had a spinach salad. I ate a lot of apples, fruit. So I ate a mixture of good food.
Any spicy food?
No spicy food.
No spicy food. Okay.
I had sweets. And then I had, of course, pizza. If you can consider pizza spicy, I don't know, but I had that.
The phlegm, the mucus from the sweets, okay, can cause heat, and that will throw you out of balance.
Oh.
And that's, that's plus the increased exercise. Your circulation was restored to a certain degree, but not totally to the amount of exercise that you were doing. So you are demanding the muscle to work, but without giving them enough food. That's why your pain came back 2 days later. Now, consider another factor, too, okay? The Novocaine I used, well, we're using marking, which lasts only 8 hours. But you have 2 days of relief. That means that your body is trying to heal. So, not like I told you, the permanent cure can only accomplished by the patient. The patient did something wrong in their life that caused a problem. I reverse a problem. But to maintain it has to do with the patient. The cure takes two parts, the doctor and the patient. You can never cure a patient by the doctor alone. The patient had to learn the factor that caused the problem and avoid it. Otherwise, you not get a permanent cure.
I'm trying to learn that.
Yeah, next time.
It's tough. I'm trying to break all the bad habits of what I've been doing for the years. It's not easy to do it just overnight, but I'm trying.
I told you it's not even easy for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, okay?
I
also tell the patient that you cannot be so sterile all the time. When you're on vacation, sometimes you break apart. And my kids, we call that, at home we call it detoxification. And go on vacation, we call it retoxification. We eat some junk food because you cannot avoid it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But the key is not the junk food or the other factor. The key is getting yourself stronger. Because some people can eat all kinds of junk food, smoking and drinking, and they be, you know, live to be 90 and have no problem. It's because they're happy, they're healthy. Okay,
yeah.
As soon as they're happy, your mind can clear almost anything. Yeah,
I see.
Anyway, you come back, you know, over 90%, 99% of the time, your back pain will become better, and you stay on the good food for a while, okay, until you get yourself balanced. Then you can eat junk food, and it won't affect you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, I'll try doing that, and I'll see you again soon.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much. Okay, let's have Ron on the line for hypertension. Is Ron on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Okay, tell us what else you have other besides hypertension.
Well, my cholesterol is 222. My
okay.
triglycerides are 480.
Okay.
And my HDL is 26.
Okay. Those are all symptoms. Okay. What are you being treated with? What treatment? Drugs?
Yeah.
Okay. The worst thing you can do for cholesterol is taking drugs. The drugs,
yep.
They're all statins, and the statins are very harmful to the liver. Okay. I'm sorry that we don't have time to answer all the things, okay? Basically, when you use drugs, okay, the drug harms your liver, harms your kidney. Restoring health, you cannot use anything that the body normally does not use for health maintenance. Just like putting kerosene in a car, you'll never be good for the car. Fighting symptom, you get temporary relief. But the drugs and the underlying cause continue to decay your problem. Decay of your body, so your health will deteriorate. But anyway, call me for an appointment. I can cure high blood pressure, cure osteoporosis, cure anything. Okay. But anyway, I'm sorry you're running out of time. If no anybody want to sponsor us, let us know, and we'll see you next Saturday again. This is Dr. Tong, saying goodbye and see you next Saturday.
Listening to LA's conservative voice, Hot Talk 830 KPLS, Orange Radio on the right.